Okay, thanks everyone for joining today's call for the Middle East and Adjoining Country Strategy Working Group. And our agenda today is to continue the review of the public comment and to see if there is any change required to our recommendation based on the input. So we have the Google document that was created by Fahad, where we have the comment received, the analysis by the staff, and also notes left by the members, as we shared the document last week to get input. So we have, I think, two approaches. Either we can focus on those comments that we, the analysis, or we don't have a clear path, so we try to solve them, or just to go through each comment anyway. So we have to cover all at the end, but to check if there is any approach that you prefer or you would like that we follow. Yes, Hadi, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. So I think we should continue with what we did not finish last time. I think we had some items left from us last time, so maybe we can go, or we could finish the whole comments and then maybe review any other comments received.
Okay, thanks.
So I think what we were doing last time, it was Fahd walking us through the staff analysis.
Yes, I think he did that, and we left one part, but I think he just went quickly through it. So maybe checking with Fahd, what he thinks about this. So should we continue from what you left? But I think you tried to go through it quickly, or just we do the comment review and try to solve them. So, Fahd?
Yes, thank you, Rafiq, and good afternoon, everybody. So, yes, I'll be very happy to go through the one remaining focus area that we did not cover in last week's call. So, during last week's call, we covered four different portions. So, we finished the one on security, we covered the one on ICANN's governance, of course, geopolitics, and finally the section entitled Others. What remains is the unique identifier system, and I'll be happy to go through it really quick. I'm displaying on the screen the section on unique identifier system, and actually this is the Google the document that we uploaded to Google, Google Docs. So one comment that we received reads, develop technical standards to improve implementation of user experience with IDNs. Now, of course, within ICANN, we are pretty limited on the technical standards that we develop. So for example, we develop rules, let's say, for example, related to IDNs and LGR, Arabic script. Now, when it comes to the pure development of standards, that's really the work of the IETF, and of course at ICANN we do have a lot of contributions at the IETF, mainly on items or standards related to the DNS. One other comment is, one of the outcomes of the strategy could be to enhance the opportunities for DNS related DNS enabled businesses in the MEAC region. Of course, the analysis that we provided is that we work closely at ICANN within our teams. Of course, we also work with registries, registrars. We also work with the DNS Entrepreneurship Center to actually help strengthen the business side of the industry. We also hold an annual Middle East DNS Forum since 2013. And of course, we are trying to actually encourage CCTLDs and domain name industry players across the region to actually have their own event, something across the lines of Domains Day, so that they can have these open communication channels with their respective community members. And of course, we will continue to explore more ways to actually enhance, let's say, the opportunities in this industry, in the region. Well, there's a comment that says, well, prior strategic plans were more focused on building awareness of and participation in ICANN ecosystem. The new draft plan has a broader look at the DNS in the region. Of course, we do welcome such a note, and this is really noted and much appreciated. I'll stop here if anybody has any input on these three comments. Okay, Hadia, you have your hand raised.
Thank you, Fahd. So if we go to the comment from the business constituency, and they say one of the outcomes of the strategy could be to enhance the opportunities of DNS. And I think here they are referring to the outcomes and not necessarily to the actions taken. My take of this outcome is that they would like to see in the targeted outcomes something that speaks to the to enabling businesses or enhancing the opportunities for the DNS related businesses. My take from this is that they want the outcomes under the unique identifiers to include one bullet that speaks to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Hadia. Rafia?
Okay. Thanks, Hadia. So, okay, that's a possible outcome, I guess, but I think, and if we link that to other comments, like the difference between goal, objective, and outcome, I think this we need maybe to be more clear. So, how we can, if we need to assess how or evaluate how we can measure the enhancement of opportunity for DNS business in the region. I know we discussed a lot about the separation difference between strategy and implementation, but if we can add this outcome, I think it's still kind of really maybe too abstract. We can think about, we can see what we mean, but in terms of wording or how it can be used, I think it's a little bit hard. So I think we can respond to that, but maybe we need to work on this, and if we we add it as outcome. Yes, Hadia?
Thank you again, Rafiq. So, maybe yes. If we do put an outcome like to enhance DNS-related businesses or opportunities, or work on encouraging DNS-related businesses or opportunities, we could have in this regard some maybe sessions or workshops, and then the measurement of the encouragement of business-related opportunities could be directly related to such events, like the number of events that maybe encourage raise awareness or that sort of activities. So I think it is doable. And yes, as you mentioned, we need to think about it. Thank you.
Shukri, go ahead.
Thank you, Fahd. I think that comment, if I'm not wrong, this comment is dealing with improving or developing a business model that will help the development of DNS business, the DNS business in the region. Correct me if I'm wrong. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Shukri. So, I mean, if we go back and read the comments, it says to enhance the opportunities for DNS-related, DNS-enabled businesses. So, yeah, it's more of like providing more opportunities, in hopes that the business side of the industry can be better developed. So yeah.
Okay, thanks. So do we have some wording here or proposal? Or should we come back to this later? I mean, work on proposal for this one.
Yes, Rafiq. So actually, I mean, we are awaiting input from the rest of the strategy working group. But I guess, yes, I mean, we all can, I mean, you all can add your notes in the notes column. And hopefully we can start working on incorporating all these comments and analysis either into the final regional plan, which is the strategy document, or even the annual action plans.
Okay, thanks. Now I'm just thinking here is I think we are doing the review and discussing, but just at the end, it's 1 hour call and it's always hard to do this kind of drafting on the fly, and depending, everyone is like trying to digest and think. So one way is maybe taking into account our timeline and our goal to deliver by next month, basically, is that we can continue the review, take some comment, and hopefully we have some notes. So that we are taking notes of all this, and everyone should put comment and notes in the document. So Hadia, myself, all the team members, we do that. And then the leadership and the staff, we can work on the proposal. So by next time we can review the proposed action and response. So that I think that will be much more effective in terms of making progress. So either by next week or by the next call, but at least we should cover as much as possible in order to update our strategy document. Okay, so Fad, is there anything left on this part or?
Yes, Rafiq, so we have more comments. Actually, this was the most section that we got comments on.
Okay, so let's go through. So that's the part to get familiar with this, and we can have some initial thoughts or discussion to help us to comment later on. So please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So actually, one thing. I didn't get the chance to actually update this document. So last week when we were finalizing the staff report, we actually did provide more input. And actually, I think I'll rather share the staff report here rather than just sharing this document. So just bear with me like quickly, a really quick second, just to open the document. Okay, so this is the document actually, and we'll just go to the analysis part. Okay, so there was a comment again from the business constituency on tracking of and sharing idea and usage and the regional challenges facing in the expansion of IDNs. And of course, our comment here is that lack of IDN uptake is not a standalone dilemma. And it's very much connected to other factors that are outside of ICANN's remit. And one example is local languages. The work currently undertaken on universal acceptance can help improve IDN uptake. And we continue work on the universal acceptance steering group and universal acceptance ambassadors. And of course, we see this all best to fit in the annual action plan. There was a comment on supporting and promoting the work on universal acceptance. And of course, we work extremely close with the Universal Acceptance Steering Group and the Universal Acceptance and Ambassadors. And of course, in developing the annual action plan, we will definitely have a good number of items related to universal acceptance and promoting universal acceptance. There were two comments. One was to support and promote the adoption of new DNS-related standards and protocols, and the other was the deployment of the latest standards and protocols should replace. Deployment of the latest standards and protocols should replace encouragement of deployment of these standards. And of course, for these two comments, we had one response. So ICANN's role in promoting and enforcing deployment of standards related to the unique identifier systems varies. So for example, we do promote stuff like RDAP because registries and registrars would have to implement RDAP by contract. But for example, there are other standards such as DOH and DOT that we do not encourage people to deploy, but rather we advise them. We share with them what these standards are. And of course, at the end of the day, it depends on that entity or that stakeholder group to decide if they want to deploy such standards. Of course, we work a lot with ICANN's Office of the CTO, and they publish a good number of, they do have their own publications, which we actually share with the regional community. And of course, the SSAC also publish similar documents. And of course, these are documents, again, that we share with the wider community. And of course, in terms of, like, let's say, talking about these new standards, we will continue to push engagement around them. And we see this to best fit in the annual action plan. I'll stop here once again, and I'll see if anybody has any comments.
Hey, thanks, Fahd. Okay, I guess, the comment here is really about to be more, it's not just about encouraging, but at the end is really to try to be, not going to say more assertive, but really how we can enable and to get those protocol and standards deployed. So what can be possibly done, maybe more than this to have that achieve it, because encourages maybe can seems less maybe just wishful. So is how we can be maybe here more ambitious and try to get those deployed. So I don't have an answer yet how we can do that, but maybe that's the basic idea. Beh, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafi, and hi, everyone. So to this point, I think, and we have been thinking about it because there have been several comments, even during the time of developing the draft document. There were comments about the role of ICANN in relation to standards, and whether raising awareness, encouraging is something that is sufficient to do, or we should do more in terms of enforcing or something else. And I think the key point here is identify exactly what standards we're talking about, because and this is, I think, noted in our analysis. In some cases, there are DNS related standards that are enforceable through contracts that ICANN has with contracted parties. One example here is RDAP, for example, or DNSSEC with new GTLDs, and maybe a few others. But then there are other standards, such as DOH and DOT, where ICANN does share information about, does inform community about their pros and cons, etc. And I think all of us have seen the document that was published recently by ICANN Octo team on this topic. But in this particular example, ICANN cannot do anything beyond, sharing information and, informing community about the standards and the protocols. And there are several other examples related to DNS related standards that we could talk about. So I think the idea here is to that our role is to raise awareness, inform, educate, etc., and then where possible and appropriate, we can support implementation, like in the case of DNSSEC, for example, with CCTLDs. We do support DNSSEC deployment with country codes and so forth. And maybe in other cases, we can also enforce the deployment if it must be enforced. Again, RDAP is one example. But I don't think we will be able to treat all the DNS-related standards the same in terms of neither the goal of ICANN nor the action that we should pursue to achieve this this goal. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Beher. Hadia?
Thank you, Beher. And I totally agree with what you mentioned, that there are DNS standards that are required and essential. And as you mentioned, RDAP is one of them. And then there are other standards that maybe could be recommended or but not necessarily to implement them. And I was thinking, that our goal as it stands, it puts them all in one bucket, and it says new DNS related standards and protocols, and it does not differentiate between those standards that would be required required in order to maintain the stability and resiliency and security of the DNS, and those that are recommended but are not necessary to accomplish this target. And I was wondering if there is a way for us to differentiate this in our goal, instead of putting all the new standards, saying new DNS related standards and protocol, and putting them all in one bucket, or if we leave them like this, then maybe somewhere in the action plan we could clarify this or make this kind of differentiation, because I think it is important to make this kind of differentiation. Thank you.
Hey, I'm not sure if Hadia, but I guess you'll finish it. Beher, please go ahead.
Yeah, just very quickly, thank you. Reacting to what Hadia has just said, I think we can come up with a proposal and share it with you. I think Fahad can probably correct me if I'm wrong. But we're gonna share with the group maybe next week an updated version of the draft document reflecting some of the input that has come through the public comments based on, again, our understanding and our discussion here as a working group. So we'll update this document and we'll try to tackle this very point about standards and protocols, and then we'll, you will have the updated text, and then we can discuss it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. So we wait for this update. Okay. Any other comment? Okay. So Fahd, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So moving on, There were three comments actually that we felt had one reply. So one reads, compare DNS figures in the region with a broader DNS landscape. And the second comment, understand the uptake of domain names from the most recent round of new GTLDs and the challenges faced by potential registrants looking at these new names, particularly IDN GTLDs. And the third reads, understand how the region's relatively small number of ICANN accredited registrars on limited channels are impacting the growth and sustainability of the DNS business environment in the region and beyond. Okay, so now in terms of accessing data, I mean, we do have access to registration data from new GTLDs through the CZDS system that we have at ICANN. And of course, we do maintain open and effective communication channels with registries and registrars in the region. And we continue to seek better understanding of various factors impacting the domain name business. Of course, we will continue to explore with different ecosystem players within the region, DNS ecosystem, I mean. And of course, one thing we will also do is to reevaluate the key findings of the MEAC DNS study and see what we can integrate in the annual action plan. Moving on. Assess from the perspective of current and potential registrants, the quantity and quality of registrars offering websites displayed in languages and scripts used in the Middle East and offering domain registrations and TLDs that are popular in the region. We felt that this is an idea really worth exploring in our annual action plan, and we will do this. But of course, we are limited to registrars based in the Middle East. Focus on academia and industry for promoting IDNs and universal acceptance and for producing technical solutions, including open source solutions. So yes, we continue to work with different stakeholders on different initiatives. And of course, academia is a key stakeholder for us. And of course, this approach will continue. And just to share some perspectives regarding universal acceptance, at the moment we are working actually with a group of academics in both Pakistan and in Turkey to kickstart different universal acceptance initiatives. So yes, academia does have a key role in all of this. Another comment reads, involve ICANN's office of the CTO in the planning and execution of the regional strategy. And actually in executing the plan, we kind of include almost all departments within ICANN, if not all. And this is no different to the office of the CTO, especially on engagement related to the technical aspects and, of course, capacity development. I'll probably stop here and see if anybody has any input to provide. Hadia, go ahead.
Thank you, Fahad. I totally agree that assessing the perspective of current and potential registrants is an idea worth exploring. However, I think we will wait until you share with us your suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Hadia. Any further comments? All right, so seeing none, I'll move on. Supporting the use of IDNs in the region should not be the goal in itself, rather a definitive increase in the use of IDNs should be the ultimate goal. And our response to this is increasing the usage of IDNs is really dependent on many other factors. And we mentioned, for example, local content, probably infrastructures, another aspect. And these are things that more or less fall outside of ICANN's remit. In the regional plan, we will only target outcomes that can be achieved though various efforts that ICANN.org along with the community can be undertaken. But of course, we'll have to remain within ICANN's mandate. So this comment was kind of really larger than our mandate. Promotion of readiness for universal acceptance should be replaced with implementation of universal acceptance by the appropriate actors. And our response was that we know that the target outcome of this goal is increased adoption of universal acceptance, and this yields the same result. Another comment, informing regional stakeholders about new rounds of GTLDs. And this says that it reads more like a proposed action more than a goal. The goal here should be for regional actors to secure a delegation of new GTLDs through competitive applications. Our analysis was that while we are open to revisit this goal with the strategy working group, we should note that it is not within ICANN's remit to aim for any regional stakeholder to secure delegation of new GTLDs. Merely, actually, our approach for new GTLDs is to raise awareness on the program, to tell people that there is such a program and that it does exist. The last comment on this section reads implementation of internationalized registration data via policy development at ICANN should also be a regional goal. And our response was adding a new regional goal on implementation of IRD via policy development at ICANN is something we will explore with the strategy working group. And actually, we did do some research on this, and this is still pending internally. Of course, in terms of policy, it's ready, but in terms of encouraging registries and registrars to actually implement it, this is still yet to start. So that concludes the comments on this part on unique identifier system, and I'll open the floor for any comments or feedback. Thank you.
Hey, okay, thanks. Thanks for that. So for the last comment, I think this can be a good goal and also an opportunity to really influence the policy development with something relevant to the region. So the IRD is supposed to be one of the a topic to be covered by RDS. So I think to have it in our goal will help in terms of advocating and getting it prioritized. So I think it's really a good goal to add. It's relevant to our region and to link our strategy to the policy development within ICANN is quite important, because I think that's what maybe we have sometimes hard time to get that. So so I think this we can work on this. With regard to the other comment, I understand about we have to be kind of, I mean, ICANN here, ICANN org, to be cautious to not try to get more registration or more application from the region. But I guess maybe we can word this, I mean, we have discussion before on this, but maybe here is, even if we are not actively trying to get more application in the sense that we are not trying to outreach to specific person or organization, but to think how we can enable what we think as different condition or factors that will help to get more application from the region. So I think it's more difference here in terms of framing and what can be done in terms of strategy without really have kind of this advocacy to get a specific applicant, for example. But it's really just to do our best and what is needed to kind of enable the environment to get more application from the region. So I think there are some difference here, and to let us improve situation without probably kind of being So this is my thing. So that's kind of how we can frame it and word it in that way to more neutral. Okay. Any comment, question? Fat, can you please scroll up a little the document, and in the meantime, we can take a comment from Hadia. Please stop here. Hadia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Afiq. So yes, I do totally agree with you that having IRD as a goal is very relevant to the region. Fahd did mention though that they were exploring this and that they will update us. So maybe we will wait to what Fahd has to tell us in this regard, and then add the goal. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'm not sure what update from Fahd or Bear will cover this. The kind of I'm understanding the ad is more like will if it will be handed will within the GNSO remit. So anyway, okay. So thanks for going through the comments. So we have 20 minutes left. So let's see what we can do here. And as I know that I said in the beginning that we have probably to work after this to prepare by next week the kind of proposal and so on. So let's see what we can do for the rest of 20 minutes. But first, let's see. Let's go with Hadia. Yes, Hadia, please go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to have my hand up. But anyway, maybe Fahd can tell us, can elaborate more on what he said about exploring this this goal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Hadia. So in relation to this goal on IRD, we did do some internal homework, actually, and apparently the work of this IRD has been moved to the translation and transliteration of the RDAP system, which used to be called WHOIS. Of course, it is yet to be executed with registries and registrars. And of course, here we are talking about GTLDs. Of course, for CCTLDs, it's something that will be completely optional. But there is a resolution made by the board and there's an agreement. But yes, I mean, there has not been any push from within the organization. It kind of got, I think it got pushed back due to COVID-19. So yeah, I mean, that's the latest on this.
Thanks, Fahd. If I might ask, who give you such update? Because I can tell you that the IRD topic came also to the GNSO Council. So who from
So actually, it's Brian Atkinson. He works with them.
From GDD.
Actually, okay. Yeah, from GDD. So let me actually, he did share with me a link. So I'll pull out that link and I'll share it with you here on this in this room. Okay.
Yeah, because the implementation of the transliteration and translation is kind of on hold because I mean that the GDD. Rationals because the EPDP works. So, but yeah, I think RD is maybe.
Yeah, so that's.
Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah.
I'm really sorry. So I just shared the link of this page on IRD. It's and of course IRD has been moved to the translation and transliteration of contact information. And according to the time frame that you can probably see on my screen, so the board approval was done in September 2015, and IRT kickoff was done on 19 July 2016. So it's quite old.
Yeah, but was never implemented.
Yeah, exactly. But they are actually exploring implementing it like really soon. But again, it got pushed back due to COVID-19.
Okay, so I know that Amr was one of the few from the region involved in the translation and transliteration working group, and also following closely the IRD topic, and he also like urged us to get it in the GNSO Council backlog. because it was like used as input for the RDS working groups. So yeah, I think we can clarify for this. Yeah, I know that the only person I know around will mention IRD. So okay. Yes, so we should include it. I wanted, if you can go down, not this page, but the next page. Okay, so I was going to ask for the, I think for the two comments related to a small number of aggregate registrar and also assess from the perspective of current and potential registrant. So here we are saying just as only do so for registrar based in the Middle East. I'm not sure. I think I'd say we don't have kind of statistics say like who are the registrar providing to user or registrant from the region. So I guess many they might use reseller of big registrar outside the region. So do we have some kind of statistics to help us here to give us a better idea? And because I'm wondering if even those registrar outside the region, they might provide service in other language, like from the region, like Arabic or other.
So Rafiq, this is Fahad. I mean, at least I know of one registrar, ICANN accredited registrar in the region that actually has an Arabic interface for its services. And in fact, they also have, a different URL for it. So it's KuwaitNet from Kuwait. And I think the Arabic interface that they have is called sejil.com. But it's been like years since I last accessed that website. So yes, I mean, at least this is one registrar. We understand that registrars in Turkey, for example, have interfaces in Turkish. We do have registrars who actually have linguistic interfaces in local languages.
Okay, thanks, Fred. I think this may be in relation when we talked about like the DNS study, maybe if we want to update or we add is something we should explore if how many services are provided and the local language and so on. So just to have such assessment and statistic that will help us. I'm not sure that necessarily everyone want to have the interface in Arabic or Urdu and Turkish or any other local language, but probably something to, if we want to update the DNS studies to have. I'm not sure if it was included in the beginning, but the kind of end user interface is what mostly any registrant or user will interact with. So they don't need to know about all the kind of infrastructure and so on. Okay, so let's see if there is any further comment or question. Okay, so I think with that we covered all the comments. So, Erfad, do you have any suggestion, or should we kind of start from kind of the beginning and try maybe to work on some of the comments? So I'm fine. Either we continue, I mean, to use fully the hour, trying maybe to work on a few comments and to have a good start, or if you have any other suggestion or something we should work on before doing our asking everyone to do the homework.
Yes, thank you, Rafiq. So I think I don't have any suggestions per se, but just to remind everybody of the timeline. So, we need to finalize the regional plan, which used to be called the regional strategy. And of course, we are looking at somewhere in mid-May to conclude this. And then, of course, after that, we will start work on the year one action plan. So we'd really kind of appreciate the input of strategy working group members. Please try to work on the Google document. Please provide us with suggestions on maybe what to be incorporated in the regional plan and maybe what to be incorporated in the annual action plan or at least the year one action plan. Of course, I mean, we did provide our suggestions and analysis there, but of course, we would also like to hear from you. So please go to the Google document. Please share your input in there. I'll probably be updating that Google document later today so that it reflects the exact document that we submitted as an analysis or as a staff report for the comments that were made. But of course, in terms of tackling the comments and providing your notes, I'd really leave it to the strategy working group.
Hey, thanks, Fad. So I think in order to be effective, so we should send to the email to the list asking people to put their input. But I think reminders usually work. And for that also, we need to set some deadline since we should have like also some time to kind of go through the comment and prepare them for the next call. So I know that we can differ in the region, but maybe having a Friday or a Saturday as a deadline. So with that, we can have like at least 1 or 2 days to prepare from our side and to respond to the comments. So by Monday call, we can review the notes. Okay, so what do you think? Saturday seems a doable deadline. Okay. I guess we got the plan, and we should send a reminder and everyone to do. I mean, we have like really few calls, and even we are talking about mid-May. We need to think that just to finish the report, so we should have like also enough time to do a kind of consensus call to see if there is any last comment or any objection. So let's aim to at least if we have 4 calls, when we have like 4 focus areas, to be able to cover at least 1 focus area by call or more when possible, and that's need that we do all our homework beforehand. Okay. Sorry, I was not aware, but I should told us that it's a holiday today. It's not me who was doing this schedule. Okay. Sorry for that. So we should avoid if there is any national holiday. Okay. I guess with the okay, I have no idea what says fisir, but I hope it's good and worthy to eat. I guess that's it for today. Thank you all, and okay, happy holiday.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.